It's Five for Friday on March 8th. I curate out 5 things every Friday that are of interest to people in public sector operations in general and public procurement specifically. And from time to time, I record an audio companion, which is what you are listening to now. So first, today is International Women's Day, which has been promoted by the United Nations since the mid-70s as a focal point on women. And among some other observations that we make in a company post today, I thought the thing that I wanted to highlight was that 65% plus of Civic as a company is women, and I'm proud of that and proud of all of the ladies of Civic. Thank you for your great contributions. Second, the UPPCC, which oversees the CPPO program as well as the CPPB program, has established a new eligibility option, the alternative ability to certify as CPPOs without a college degree. I think this is very important. I happen to be a CPPO, and I feel like when I interact with other people who are CPPOs, I'm primarily looking for the experience on the job and the ability to lead people in a procurement organization. And I think this is a great action that extends our ability to recognize and certify people in the profession. So good job completing that activity. Third, it is Procurement Month, and we're trying to highlight individuals who don't post as often or who are trying to create emphasis about the month. So there's a good article from Chris Smith with the City of Alexandria, and he has a nice piece about recognizing the crucial role that procurement professionals play in the public sector, the role of organizations like NIGP and VAGP in providing leadership and connection, and 6 topic areas that he found to be most relevant. So good job with the article, and take a look. Fourth, the National Governors Association recently had a conference and a panel discussion about AI. What I thought was most interesting about this is the article that I link includes an extended video of not only the North Dakota governor speaking with Mark Andreessen of Netscape fame, but then multiple individual governors talking about their approach to AI, some of the projects in their states, and some of the initiatives that they are launching. So it's a really excellent piece to hear from the top leadership on their views on AI, and I thought it was definitely worth a watch. And finally, it was NASPO Exchange this week, which gathered hundreds of individuals from all around the country, both the procurement officers and their staff, and key suppliers, as well as, of course, NASPO staff, in Nashville for several days of networking and discussion and education sessions. As always, very well put together by the NASPO staff. Lots of great discussions, and you don't have to work too hard to get me to go to Nashville, so good events. And in the bonus material, I'll link to the picture where in the supplier luncheon where they were honoring several suppliers for aspects of their contract performance, they highlighted the fact that this was the first time in a decade that Civic was not able to qualify for the small business exception by the criteria that they published. Although, to be clear, we're still a small business by other criteria, but not for the NASPO discount. So, but it was very kind of them to recognize us, and clearly the NASPO contracts that we have really enabled us to grow and to serve the public procurement community. So I appreciated the recognition, and I'm glad I could represent our team. So next week, I'll be making a brief trip out to Orange County, and I'll be presenting at their annual public procurement forum. I'll be talking about AI with some updated examples, including some new stuff that we've been piloting with Orange County. So I think that's exciting, and more on that soon. So with that, have a happy Friday. Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.